back now with Day to Day. Punch the word diet into Google and you get 145 million results. There are countless diets to choose from if you're trying to lose weight, but will any of them actually work in the long run? Here to answer that question is Dr. Sidney Spiesel. He joins us regularly to talk about medical research. He's a professor at Yale Medical School and writes for the online magazine Slate. Hi, Sid.
Hi, Madeline.
Okay, so the paper you're reviewing that you read that you say is an excellent paper on the subject is called Diets Are Not the Answer. So I guess we have our answer there. What kinds of diets were the authors looking at?
Well, they were looking at any diets that attempted to lead to weight reduction by limiting the amount of calories that people took in. That's sort of the standard, you know, if you're going to lose weight, this is the diet you use.
And so they reviewed a bunch of research on these diets, and what did they find?
They went through a huge literature review, and they tried to find research that was of good quality and of several different kinds. The best kind of research that doctors like the best are ones where you have some patients who are dieting, some patients who are not, randomly assigned to each group, and then you track them to see who does better, what happens if you do that. The other thing that they were interested in is long-term consequences. There have been many short-term studies, but here they wanted studies that were 3 years out, 5 years out. We already know that people will lose weight in a short-term way, but in a long-term way, what happens to these people?
Will they keep it off?
Yeah, will they keep it off?
And they found?
Very depressing. Most people will lose 5 to 10% of their body weight. We know that already. But 2, 3, 4, 5 years out, they're often up to or very near the same level as had they never dieted at all. And there are some studies that suggest that they might even be higher, that the dieters are higher than the people who weren't dieting.
It sounds like there's no hope then for people who want to lose weight.
It means that maybe we shouldn't be focusing on diet as a way of controlling weight and as a way of trying to improve the health outcomes that are influenced badly by increased weight. So, for instance, maybe we should be focusing on changing what's available for people to eat so that people will tend to buy and have in their house better quality food, food with a lower caloric density maybe, more fresh fruits and vegetables, for example. So that's one approach.
And another being exercise.
And, you know, I'm a person who deplored exercise earlier in my life, and I have come to really believe in its value, and I think there are increasing medical evidence supporting its value.
After reading this paper and coming to these conclusions, what now will you tell parents who bring in their kids who are worried that their kids are overweight?
I have gotten really reluctant to advocate diet for two reasons. One is this whole problem of the long-term consequence. There's a wonderful study of 15,000 teenagers of which the dieters wound up gaining more than the non-dieters. So that's one issue. But I'm also incredibly worried, because I'm a worrier, I'm incredibly worried about whether our advice about dieting serves a negative function. Telling mothers to put their kids on a diet may serve to generate eating disorders in the future.
Do you see that in your practice?
Well, who knows? I mean, do I see eating disorders? You bet I do. I'm very reluctant to put people on diets, on sort of do a kind of formal diet. I think there is increasing evidence that this is just not useful and maybe worse than not useful.
That's an opinion from Dr. Sidney Spiesel. He's a pediatrician and a professor at the Yale Medical School. You can read his column on diets at slate.com. Sid, thanks as always.
Thank you.